A Christian wedding officiant rarely serves alone. Even if you are the only minister at the ceremony, you may be working with a planner, venue coordinator, photographer, videographer, DJ, musicians, family members, ushers, attendants, church staff, or a soul center leader. The wedding team matters, but the wedding team does not define the ceremony. A Christian wedding ceremony is not merely an event timeline. It is not merely a photo opportunity. It is not merely a romantic production. It is a public covenant ceremony before God where one woman and one man enter Christian marriage under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. That means the officiant must learn how to cooperate without surrendering spiritual leadership. Cooperation is not weakness. A good officiant communicates clearly, arrives prepared, respects the planner's work, honors the venue's rules, helps the photographer understand key moments, works with the DJ or musicians, and treats family members with patience. But spiritual leadership means the officiant remembers what the ceremony is for. The officiant is not there to make everyone's preferences the highest authority. The officiant is there to help the bride and groom enter Christian marriage with truth, beauty, dignity, and grace. This requires calm confidence. For example, a photographer may ask you to stand slightly to the side during the vows. That may be fine. A planner may ask you to keep the ceremony under 20 minutes. That may be reasonable. A DJ may need clear cues for music. That is helpful. But if someone asks you to rush the vows, remove prayer without the couple's agreement, turn scripture into decoration, make jokes that dishonor marriage, or treat the ceremony as a visual performance, you may need to gently reframe. You might say, I want to help the ceremony flow smoothly, and I also want to protect the reverence of the vows. Or, let's coordinate the timing so the ceremony remains peaceful and covenant-centered. This is not being difficult. This is being faithful. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that systems shape trust. A wedding ceremony can become stressful when roles are unclear. Who cues the processional? Who has the rings? Who holds the license? Who gives the microphone to the reader? Who tells guests to stand? Who tells the wedding party when to enter? These are practical questions, but they affect the spiritual atmosphere. Confusion creates anxiety. Clarity creates peace. The officiant should not control every detail, but the officiant should understand the ceremony flow. This matters for every ministry lane. The one wedding officiant should not assume the planner will handle everything. The experienced officiant should avoid autopilot. The church staff minister should honor local church policies and pastoral expectations. The chaplain should understand institutional rules in hospitals, hospice rooms, correctional settings, military contexts, or elder care settings. The life coach minister or romance officiant should help couples think through how ceremony logistics support covenant meaning. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The wedding team's expertise is valuable, but not ultimate. The wedding industry can assist, but it must not govern. Beauty serves covenant. Personalization serves truth. Technology serves wisdom. The ceremony serves Christ. A faithful officiant works well with others, communicates early, leads calmly, and remembers that the goal is not merely a smooth event. The goal is a Christian covenant ceremony where the bride and groom stand before God, speak truthful vows, and begin marriage with public witness and holy joy.